For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo, with you wrapping up our Thursday of broadcasting and moving ever closer to college football week zero, which gets kicked off at noon this Saturday. Florida State and Georgia Tech with the first action of the 2024 football season. SMU will play later on in that day out of the ACC as well. And then, of course, a little midnight madness as Hawaii and Delaware get going at midnight, 11:59 p.m. kick from the Big Island. And I will be tuned in. I will be tuned in till 3:30 in the morning watching college football. Don't call me on Sunday morning. I won't be up. I'm not playing golf. I'm not getting up to do radio. I'm doing nothing Sunday. I'm sleeping till noon because I'm staying up till 3:30 a.m. partying like it's 1999, because that was back when I was young and capable of partying until 3 in the morning. I'm bringing it back to the old school, staying up way past my bedtime, because who doesn't want eyes on Hawaii and Delaware at midnight? Me.
Wow.
This guy.
Wow. Hawaii and Delaware.
Can't wait. The Hornets and the Warriors, baby. Gonna be
which one's the Hornets?
That'd be Delaware. Who, by the way,
because when you think of Delaware, you think Hornets. Are you sure they're Hornets? You're absolutely sure?
Lonzo, your team's named after a nut.
Are you sure Delaware are Hornets, though?
Yeah, I am. I only learned that, however, because the other day, I think it was the bus that was supposed to bring them to the airport to get on their flight to Hawaii was late, and so they missed their flight to Hawaii. So they actually had to schedule another bus to bring them to the airport to catch another flight to make it to Hawaii on time so that they could be prepped for this game. And my only thought was, there's a big group of people on a flight to Hawaii that are real happy because they don't have a bunch of big-ass offensive line sitting next to them.
I have to correct you because this, a lot of people in Delaware are probably pretty upset. It's Delaware State.
Oh, sorry, Delaware
State. I mean, you know, people get pretty offended when there are more than two teams in a state and you don't throw the state part on there and that people, there's confusion. So it's Delaware State.
It's like if a school demands that you call them the school and you call them N school. It's very offensive is what it
is. Well, N school is not grammatically correct, but if that's what you want to do, I mean, you know
what is grammatically correct? And Ohio me, State University.
I was going to say me very seldom.
All right. Keegan said, someone on the Rob Brown Show offended? Never. No, it couldn't be us. Couldn't be us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we talked some Carolina Panthers with Rashad Beard in the last segment. If you missed that interview, we'll get it posted for you later on today and put it out on the social media as well, as I will have plenty of time while I sit in a body shop waiting to, fingers crossed, get my car fixed, freaking finally. All of that being said, anything that jumped off the page at you about our conversation with Rashad? Because I got to tell you, Lonzo, like, I'm at the point now, as we have covered this team's off season extensively, some of us breathing in the hopium to a great extent.
This is almost as bad as Glizzy. Almost. It's almost as bad as that. Yeah. It's not.
I spent the break trying to figure out how in the world I was going to work hopium and glizzy into the same sentence. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'll get it before the end of the show.
I think I just did, but okay.
Well, I meant in a way that, okay. So I'm kind of at the point where I don't really know what else there is to say, right? Like, I don't know what else there is to say about this program, about this franchise. We've talked about the practices. Yes, Bryce Young looks better. There are beat reporters, as Rashad Beard pointed out, that cover the team on a daily basis that have no problem keeping it real and don't care if they are labeled a hater.
I hate interrupting. I don't really, but you say Bryce Young looks better. But we have to listen to someone else's opinion on that. We haven't seen him look better. So a couple people say he looked better. Maybe they're wearing Panther glasses and maybe they're trying to be extra positive and saying he looks better. Maybe he doesn't. I want my eyes on the product a little bit. Play him just a little bit in the preseason. Give me a reason to tune in next week.
The reason to tune in next week is because it's football season. That's the reason, but I would say two things. I would say the first thing is exactly what Rashad Beard said, and as somebody who has played this role before, some of the folks that are saying good things about BY are, much like me when I cover a team, reporters that don't have any personal affiliation to the team and therefore don't have a problem being hypercritical when it's time to be hypercritical, right? This is why we had Anish Shroff on the show a couple of weeks ago, the voice of the Panthers, and Diesel asked him, what's the difference between being a national play-by-play guy that calls the games of every team versus the voice of a specific team? And Anish's answer was, you know, it's you got to be very careful about when you're critical of teams that you are talking about when you are not a specific beat writer for that team, because all that happens is you get labeled as a hater, right? You get told, oh, you're just a hater, when you're just offering what you think is valid analytical criticism. Some of the folks that are covering this team, they're not connected to the Panthers. They don't have any reason to be positive or negative. They just have a reason to be straightforward, and they are the ones saying this. A, B, as I have talked about, as we brought up with Rashad, and as I've said to you a couple of times over the past couple of weeks, like, yes, we all want to see him play. Yes, we all want to see development. Yes, we all want to see what he looks like. But that's what we want. And what we want isn't always what is best for the franchise, for the quarterback, for the coach, for the team at large. And on top of all of that, going out this week and playing, let's say, one or two or three or four series against the Buffalo Bills backups, I don't know how much that's going to tell you. That's not a starting NFL unit. That's a group full of reservists, of second string guys. So
okay,
what's the difference between him doing that and him going out there and playing 60 snaps of live practice scrimmage against the Jets?
There's a big difference. We get to see it. So if he's so great in practice and this is just a glorified practice when they play the second and third stringers from Buffalo, good. We get to see what he looked like in practice. And if he looked that good in practice against the Jets' number ones, he should tear it up Saturday against Buffalo's twos and threes. I just want to see a little bit. That's all, just a little bit. And he could get hurt. You know what? He could get hurt in practice, too. I mean, you can get hurt getting out of the shower. Show me
that
something. Get out there and show me. I want to see a little bit. And I believe Panther fans want to see some too. Just show me something. Because right now, it looks like you're hiding.
Again, get it. Understand. Get where you're coming from. Again, don't matter. Doesn't matter what we want. Doesn't matter how we feel. Doesn't matter. What matters is what's the best decision to make the football team the best the football team can be. And the answer is, if Dave Canales says him sitting the last week and getting his first real action against New Orleans in a couple of weeks, then that's the right decision. What we want is irrelevant. I know it stinks when you make the realization as a fan, college football fans are dealing with this very heavily right now. I know it stinks when you as a fan eventually come to the realization and the revelation that it's not about you and it never has been. Is it about us and that they got to sell tickets and put our eyes on the TV so that we can watch and enjoy football? Yes, but you know what does that more than anything else? Winning games does that more than anything else. So at the end of the day, the most important thing is that Dave Canales figures out what is best for Bryce Young, what is best for this team, and if it goes in direct contrast to what 100% of Panther fans think they want in the preseason, you're all just gonna have to deal with it and get ready for week one. Yes, it hurts our feelings, no doubt about it, but that is, again, largely irrelevant, because if the Panthers come out and they go on the road in week number one and they knock off the New Orleans Saints in week number one, even if in great protest you don't watch week one, you go, oh, they didn't play BY in the preseason, they didn't give me a reason to get excited, so I'm not watching week one, I'm protesting this. If they go down to New Orleans and they beat New Orleans in week one, I'm willing to bet about 99% of those protesters are coming back for week two, because would you look at that, we're 1-0 and not last in the division.
Last I checked, sports are entertainment. If I'm entertained, it affects my feelings. I feel entertained. I want to be entertained by this team. Play them a couple series.
I mean, entertain me. You will be entertained. You will be entertained if the team is good. And if the head coach, whose responsibility is the head coach's job is not to entertain. That's not his job. The job of the head coach is to make the best possible football team. And if Dave Canales feels like the best way to give Bryce Young the best chance to be the best version of Bryce Young and get the best results in the process is for him not to play Saturday and be ready for week one, then so be it. I'm going to trust Dave Canales until Dave Canales gives me a reason not to trust him. Matt Rhule took a year and a half to get to that point, but when he fell off the bridge, he fell off the bridge. And if Dave Canales comes out and looks like he's out of his depth this year, like Matt Rhule did, looks like he's out of his depth, like Frank Reich did, then I'll turn on him too. But for now, I'm going to trust the guy to know what's best for the football team that he's getting paid a lot of money to be in charge of.
How many times you got to get burned before you go, okay, all right, I'm not going to trust anybody till I see it. Because the Panthers don't have a good record in the last decade of putting a winning coach out there.
I don't disagree. And the answer is, until David Tepper calls me and makes me the general manager, every coach they hire, I am going to give the benefit of the doubt until I don't anymore, because I can't do anything else about it.
I hope he never calls you, because that would not be entertaining.
I disagree. I think it'd be entertaining as hell. Frankly, that's just me. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, it is 9:20 almost. It's 9:16, but it's almost 9:20. And at 9:20 on Thursdays, you know what that means. Fight Club with the Great Milonzo, your home for combat sports in the upstate. We get that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The word oops comes to mind. I don't know why, but welcome into the Fight Club. It is it's Wembley week in AEW. You know, a year ago, it was the biggest crowd that AEW had ever had for an event. It was pretty awesome that they were able to do that. Not as many people going to be there this year, but still, it's still a major feat. This is a big-time card that's going to happen, and it's going to happen at 1 o'clock our time Sunday. So, you know, if you wanted to watch some wrestling, this is the time. And you never know where Rob and I might end up watching it. You never know. I'm not going to say anything.
Never know.
Not going to say anything until, you know, we can say something. All right. This is for Cartwall, by the way. There are 10 matches. Let us start with friend of the show, Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway, not a friend of the show yet, versus Willow Nightingale and Tomohiro Ishii. Or Ishii, I'm sorry. My bad, Tomohiro. I said it wrong. God. I know.
God.
Holy.
I'm going to blame it on the printer again because you can't really see real well. All right, who you got?
All right, we're going with the stat match out of the... I honestly don't know in this one. I'm gonna do something I haven't done in a while, and I'm just gonna wing a bunch of these. I mean, friend of the show, I'm gonna go with the show bump. Give me stat.
All right, I am going to go with a friend of the show's friend, and go with Willow Nightingale in this match. All right, the next match is the Patriarchy. One of Rob's favorite stables versus the Bang Bang Gang, one of my favorite stables, versus House of Black versus TBD. You got to watch out for those TBDs. I mean, you know, it is England. I don't think this has been announced yet. It could have been. I am going to go first, and I am going to be wrong by going with the Bang Bang Gang.
The Bang Bang Gang. Love the Bang Bang Gang. But yes, I am going to go. Screw it. I'll go the other direction. Let's have fun with this one. Give me the Patriarchy. Why not? Christian Cage is on the top of the top of his game right now.
All right. Hello, guys. Hi, guys. The next match is Chris Jericho versus Hook for the FTW Championship. If Hook loses, he cannot challenge Chris Jericho again for that title.
So I'm going to go with Jericho, and I'm going to go with Jericho because Jericho's making a lot of noise right now, right? Like, he's all over the internet right now talking about the, you know, how he's not going anywhere and you're all going to have to deal with it. And you know, he said the other day that he still has a six pack and he can still go as well as anybody. And I went, is the six pack in the room with us right now, Chris? Are you okay, bud? But also apparently Fozzy is playing him out once again. He's not going to drop it. Chris Jericho has become the very thing that he used to rant against. And because of that, I go Jericho.
By the way, and I forget the date, I think Fozzy's coming to the radio room. I saw that somewhere in Greenville. So you might want to look that up and find out if you're in the state when that happens. I'm going with Hook there. All right. Jack Perry, the scapegoat, going up against friend of the show, Darby Allin, for the AEW TNT Championship. I love what Jack Perry has done since he come back. Did he need to be a heel? No, but I think he fits in well with the Elite. I love him remaking the belt, but it's hard to go against friend of the show, Darby Allin. But I'm going to go with Jack Perry to win this.
I'm not mad about the pick as much as I love Darby Allin. By the way, did you see my dude Darby get thrown into the side of the steps last week?
Yeah, it looked painful.
It looked real bad. As much as I love Darby and I very much support Darby doing Darby things, I'm like, dude, I feel like that bump alone earns you like a year and a half off. They don't allow Jungle Jack or not that anymore to do what he did to that belt, to immediately turn around and give it back. I don't like him. He doesn't. And I'm not talking about like as a character. I mean, Jack Perry doesn't entertain me all that much, unfortunately, but I am going to pick him here because they're trying to push him as a heel.
All right. First match so far that we actually agreed on. All right. The next match is the Casino Gauntlet. We're going to skip that because there are too many people and who knows who's going to win that. All right. The Young Bucks, who are the current champions, tag team champions, versus FTR versus the Acclaimed for the tag belts. I can never go yes for FTR because they're liars. I love what the Young Bucks are doing as heels. I mean, they're pretending to be Vince McMahon, and I think they're doing a good job with that, with all the things that they're doing. I like the Acclaimed too. I'm going to go with the Acclaimed here.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't, because I am. I'm going to go in that direction as well. I like the Acclaimed a lot, and I think this is a spot. I will say this. there's a lot of really good tag teams in AEW that I'm kind of getting frustrated that we're just rotating the belt between the same three tag teams over and over. And I hope that they correct that soon. But that's what we're doing right now. Scissor me, daddy ass.
Oh, man, I wish you hadn't said that on the air. All right, Toni Storm. Timeless Toni Storm versus Mariah May. This is one of the better storylines that AEW storylines aren't great there, but this one has been thanks to the buildup. They took a long time to build this up. You knew Mariah May was going to betray Toni Storm at some point. And then there comes the shoe, the bloody shoe. And this is for the AEW Women's World Championship. I'm going Mariah May here.
Yeah, so am I. You've also got Toni Storm wrapped up in this other feud with Mercedes Moné, which produced last night one of the worst wrestling matches I've seen in a very long time, which saddens me a lot because I think Toni Storm might be the best thing that women's wrestling has going for it, with the exception, of course, of Tiffy Time. But Mariah May has been spectacular in this role as the heel, and I think she gets rewarded for it. I'll take Mariah May.
All right, just a couple more matches here. All right, the next match probably, I don't know the match order. I'm just going in the order of how this was printed out from Sports Illustrated, by the way. MJF versus Will Ospreay for the AEW American Championship. They had a face-off last night, which wasn't bad. I kind of like what MJF is doing, but at the same time, I don't understand why he turned. I think where he was really working for him, and I think he should have stayed there. Now he's even last night making fun of how he was able to get the kangaroo kick over. I think he's trying really hard to be a heel that I'm not sure he can be anymore because he's just still too likable, even with all the things he's doing. So he beat up Danny Garcia. Who doesn't want to do that? I mean, it just... But Will Ospreay, Rob and I agree, the best wrestler on the planet. Bryan Danielson doesn't agree with us. I'm going to go with Ospreay getting the belt back because they're in Wembley. I wouldn't be shocked if it went the other way, though.
I was 50-50 on this one until I noticed something, Lonzo, and the thing that I noticed is that AEW still refers to it as the International Championship, which means that changing it to the American Championship is a work to put some extra heat onto this rivalry. Will Ospreay is going to win it and immediately revert it back, because what else can he do, right? Like the face move is to bring it back to being the International Championship in London, where it's, you know, international. If AEW started calling it the American Championship, I'd say MJF, but since they continue to refer to it as the International Championship, I think Will Ospreay is bringing it back.
All right, the next match, I don't care for that much because I was never a Sasha Banks fan. I'm not a Mercedes Moné fan. I think her promos are boring. They're condescending. I just I've never liked her, and I never thought she was that great of a wrestler. Friend of the show, Britt Baker, though, had a good line when she said, and I'm paraphrasing, "You were one of four while I'm one of one." She said that in her face-off last night. I got to go with friend of the show, Britt Baker, in this match, and I wish Mercedes Moné would just go away, but that's just me.
You know, I do like friend of the show, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. However, there is there's the backup, which is Camille. You don't bring her over and have her be the enforcer to not be involved here. I am all for friends of the show winning as many belts as possible because, hey, the more belts they have, the more belts we get to point out that the Rob Brown Show faction has won. But you don't bring Camille to the table unless she turns on Mercedes Moné, which I don't think there's a reason to do right now. This is not the time to switch. The CEO maintains her CEO status. Mercedes Moné for the win.
All right, there's another option here. And I don't know that because according to the dirt sheets, Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker don't get along anymore. But Jamie Hayter is from over there. You bring Jamie Hayter out to take care of Camille and then immediately turn on Dr. Britt Baker.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but like, What's the, why wouldn't she just come out and join the Monet collection, right? Like, why wouldn't she just come out and go straight after Britt Baker? Now,
because it would, that being hurt, said, it would hurt worse. And then she would be going against Baker for the belt and not,
I think this is a spot where you got to be real careful, because the issues with friend of the show, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD backstage, appear to be legitimate, real, for sure, locker room heat between people, not between characters. And if you start to bleed that over, there are spots where you can bleed that over into a successful storyline. See Seth Rollins and CM Punk after Punk's return to WWE, that can work out, but it's if those two people are willing to put that aside for the sake of being a professional. And as much as I hate to say it, because she is friend of the show and a phenomenal guest at that, apparently Britt Baker's caused some problems behind the scenes, and Jamie Hayter is one of them. So because of that, I think they keep those two separated for now.
All right. And finally, Swerve Strickland versus Bryan Danielson. If Bryan Danielson loses, he retires. They're building this up so much about this being Bryan Danielson's last match, which is a good move, because some people, I'm sure, are going, this is my last chance to watch him wrestle. I need to buy this pay-per-view. So, I mean, from a marketing standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. But when it comes down to, I think it's work. I really do. I'm going to go with Bryan Danielson actually wins the belt, something he has never done in AEW.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing, and it's for a similar reason, and it is that Bryan Danielson has never won the AEW belt, as he has been a pillar of this company from the very beginning. Though he is not one of the four pillars, he is absolutely a pillar of this company. I do think Bryan Danielson is very close to calling it a career, both with AEW and wrestling in general, and I don't think that they are going to send him away without a title run. And as the champion, you give a legend of the sport the opportunity to effectively call his last feud, to have his last feud with whoever the hell he wants as a dream feud, which I think is great. And I think a big, big deal for Bryan Danielson. So I am going to join you. Bryan Danielson is winning this belt. As my Swerve Strickland doesn't need the belt to be a star, and you can strap it back onto him from whoever takes it off Bryan Danielson in the go out on your back match that he'll inevitably have because he's an old school wrestler. Bryan Danielson wins. We get a dream feud somewhere with Bryan Danielson, and then Swerve beats that guy to get it back.
All right. One last thing as we go to break. John Cena was on Club Shay Shay. He said the GOAT is Roman Reigns.
I got to tell you, dude, as far as like turns from the crowd, Roman Reigns went from a guy that 4 years ago was getting go away heat, right? Was getting go away chants from the crowd. When he came out at SummerSlam during the Cody solo match, it might have been the loudest pop in how long? Since Edge returned at the Royal Rumble a couple of years back. Like, it was insanity. Roman has been incredible. And I'll tell you, because Cena was always catered towards the kids and Roman's kind of more for everybody, I don't think John Cena's wrong, but that might just be recency bias. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. For those of you that have asked, no, it does not get exhausting being right all the time, because that's what I am, and it feels real good, to be honest with you. Rob Brown, the Great with Lonzo, with you here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
So you're saying sometimes you're not honest with us? That's what you're saying? Sometimes you said it feels really good to be honest with you, so sometimes you lie and say it feels good, but it doesn't?
Can I tell you what? I think that, and this isn't you, because you're one of like four people, even just in our office, that say it. If you're going to call out a very popular idiom, call them all out, not just the cut. Like, yes, everyone says that. Everyone says, to be honest with you, it's a very popular phraseology.
I don't say that because I don't want to imply that I have been lying to the people. Because I am for the people, of the people, and with the people. Not above the people.
That's like any time someone says we're a democracy and somebody, I got to put my glasses on to do it. Anytime somebody says in this democracy and somebody goes, actually, we're a democratic republic. Yes, we know. It's just the way we say things.
Are we
it's
a representative
okay.
republic? That's that's what I thought we were, a representative republic.
I smudge my glasses, and it's very.
You weren't wearing them anyway, so why does it matter? So now you're OCD, having to get them clean and then set them aside? So you know the next time you pick them up.
I started leaning back in my chair in frustration, and when I lean back in my chair in frustration, the computer screen goes blurry. All right? I'm 40. Leave me alone. It is what it is. All right. Texter said, Rob, how can BY look better just basing it off of practice? We talking about practice. Yes, we are talking about practice. Thank you for texting the show, Allen Iverson. The answer is that a lot of the takes you are seeing this are from 11 on 11 full speed. And I'm not just talking about 11 on 11 full speed inter-squad scrimmages. I am talking about the joint practices. Last Thursday, the Panthers ran an 11 on 11 inter-squad scrimmage with the Jets. It was 1v1s, healthy starters versus healthy starters. And BY apparently was tearing up the Jets. And I got
allegedly. We didn't see it. So I don't know that it really happened.
All right. Well, I am going to say that when you get consensus reports from beat writers, people who will lose their jobs if they are wrong or making stuff up, and all of them who were there watching say the same thing, I am willing to, for now, take beat writers whose job is to tell you what happened, not what they thought about it, at their face value. And those reports were that against the Jets starters, Bryce Young was actually hitting his targets. He was throwing the ball with zip.
Hey, Rob, I listen, I know you got a lot going on and everything, but I don't know if you recall last year, we heard how good Bryce Young was in practice. We heard that all the time. Oh, he's great in practice. And then he got out during the game, and it wasn't the same thing. So maybe that's why I'm a little jaded about the reports saying he looked good in practice, because I've heard that before.
I do not, and again, this is going to be entirely subjective, obviously. I do not recall the amount of hype and conversation about Bryce Young regarding his practice performances. And yes, we are talking about practice.
We're talking about practice
because we ain't played a football game yet. So it's all we have to talk about so far in the Dave Canales era.
You're right. If you watched all 17 games last year, he ain't played a football game yet. You're right.
Bryce Young, as we have said, and we're going to go down this rabbit. I'm so happy football season's here because I am so tired of this particular rabbit hole. Last year's team was a cancerous dumpster fire inside of a bigger dumpster fire, buried inside of a nuclear waste reactor inside of Chernobyl. That's what last year was. And if you place all of that onto the feet of a rookie quarterback who got thrown onto a team that had three head coaches in 2 years, zero starting wide receivers, an offensive line made up of five wet, dirty pieces of toilet paper, and a defense that had fallen apart entirely, and you decided that's the quarterback's fault, you don't know ball. Sorry. That's just all there is to it. I don't know what else to say. If you put what happened last year on BY, and only on BY, and not on Dave Tepper, who couldn't stop slamming his own genitalia in the door, and not on Frank Reich, who was the cure to freaking insomnia last year, and not on Matt Rhule, the OOU master from the year before, who was the lit fuse to this stick of diarrhea dynamite, then I don't know what to tell you, all right? It was ass then, and it was not on nine, a rookie in the league. That's it.
You cut a heel promo trying to be positive, but it came across as a heel promo. I'm just saying.
It is only a heel promo to those of you that are out here going, Bryce Young sucked last year. Okay. I at this point, like I said, I'm very happy football season's here because I am out of words at this point. All right. I'm just play the game.
He's not really out of words. Stay tuned for the next 10 minutes, and he's going to be on like two shows today, and he's going to be on shows tomorrow, and then a show, you know, Saturday. So if he was out of words, he would be out of a job, but he's not. He's not out of words.
That's very true. I will be on You Better You Bet from 3 to 7 today on the BetQL Network, and then back here tomorrow for the Rob Brown Show from 6 to 10 a.m., and then back tomorrow when You Better You Bet from 3 to 7, and then bet for the cycle from noon to 4 on the BetQL Network on Saturday, and then next week, I'll be on BetMGM tonight, as well as the Rob Brown Show from 6 to 10 a.m. and then 7 to 11 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then I think I'm back on You Better You Bet next Thursday and Friday. I'm not out of words. I just wish I got paid for them.
Yeah, dude, like you're working for free. You ain't fooling nobody. All right.
But what I meant was I wish I got paid by the word, for the word.
Okay. All right. Try saying no sometime. All right. The first thing that's Xing, as I tell Rob what's Xing, and he will tell us why, is Gerald Bodie.
Why would I say no to blessing this country with my voice? General Bodie is trending because General Bodie, a transfer to the University of Louisiana Monroe, or is it Lafayette?
I believe it's Lafayette.
Lafayette has been named QB1. And of course, a good chunk of people on the internet just learned that there's a quarterback named General Bodie. What I will say is this. I don't know about the football team. I don't know which direction that they are going to go. All I know is I'm probably buying an Ooh La La jersey this year because you're telling me I can buy a football jersey that the nameplate says Bodie on it? So,
so would your go-to call be, and that was a Bodie blast? I mean, how would you call General Bodie throwing a touchdown?
I think throwing a touchdown, I think I would have to explain to everybody that whenever he threw a touchdown, I would congratulate him by going, "That's great, Bodie."
Okay. All right.
Also, somebody on the text line just took my BY9 and said, "More like BY59, LOL.
Oh, that's nice. That's well done. So well done. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Oklahoma State.
I'm really mad that was that funny.
It was really good.
Yes. Real mad. Oklahoma State is trending. I don't know if it's for the reason that we brought to you yesterday at the beginning of the show, but that is because Oklahoma State Cowboys wearing QR codes on their helmet this year, where if you are a fan and you scan that QR code during the game, it will take you directly to their NIL Collective's website, where you can directly donate money to their NIL fund, a wonderful bit of creative marketing from the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And of course, it comes literally hours after Mike Gundy told his players, "Stop asking for more NIL money. We're not going to negotiate with you while we're in the season. We are going to do this thing to make it easy for the fans to give us NIL money, though." Frankly, I don't have a problem with either one. I don't care about Gundy saying stop. If that's the way you want to run the program, do it. And I don't have the problem with Oklahoma State trying to come up with new creative and fun ways to get more money.
Keegan on the stream says, "Can Derek Carr put one on his helmet so we can donate him money so he'll sit on the bench?" So obviously Keegan doesn't agree that he's the third ballot Hall of Famer? Is that what's he at now?
No, he's a second ballot Hall of Famer, okay. Is Derek Carr. But I think this is more in line with a lot of us really want to see Spencer Rattler get his crack.
That is Rattler.
Rattler. Spencer, yes. Rattler.
Friend of
get
the show.
His shot at QB1.
A friend of the station, Shane Beamer. you know, said it was.
Yeah, he is friend of the station now. Yeah. That's right. He made his appearance on Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel Without Diesel last week. That is correct.
Did a good job from what I understand, too. I watched some of the video and heard some of it. And
I have no doubt.
Yeah, because he's excellent on the air.
Man says Python bit his while he was sitting on toilet.
Yeah,
shares video.
I sent you the video, but I can't watch the video. I can't do it. Do you have enough guts to watch the video?
I need you to know there is a war raging in my head right now about whether or not I'm going to watch this video. I may or may not come with color commentary tomorrow. That color probably being fleshy and pink. That's it for our program. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, sucks to be you. Come back tomorrow. Maybe you'll like tomorrow's more. He is Lonzo. I am Rob. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday. Enjoy NFL preseason tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow to break down week zero on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.